Hi, I'm Melanie.
Hi, I'm Huda.
And you are listening to
Minhona,
Finding Refuge in Friendship.
Ismi Huda.
Ismi Melanie. Today we have a special celebration because on July 28th, 2016, something very special happened. And Huda, what was that?
This was first day we arrived to Tucson.
Yay! So 2 years in Tucson. What do you remember most about that first day in Tucson?
I remember, of course, first things, the weather. And I remember when we came to here and we were surprised with everything, people, weather. And I remember when my mom, she went to the emergency because she twisted her ankle. We stayed, my sister and I, in the house by ourselves. It was really, you know, first day in America and we are by ourselves. So yeah, I remember this moment.
Oh yeah, that's pretty scary.
Yeah.
So you didn't go to the hospital with your parents?
No, no.
What has surprised you most in the past 2 years in America?
So we surprised when we came to here, how people treat us, how people welcomed us, and how we could have friends. They are not same our religion, cultural, and language. So this is big surprise for us.
We met really, really soon after you arrived, actually, just I think 3 weeks after you arrived, we met. 3 months after you arrived, we started recording this radio show. So you went from not feeling like you could speak or communicate to suddenly you're on the radio in America. When I first started talking to you about the radio show and about maybe doing that, what was your reaction?
At the beginning, I was really, really happy, and it was really opportunity to do like recording because I used to do like in Syria and Jordan when I heard the news, and when it's something I need, like I saw people discussing something, so I had feeling that I want to discuss like them. So I was just recording on my phone or taking video of myself and do that. I at the beginning I thought it's only one episode, but it was really chance to do that instead, like taking video by the camera and recording by my phone.
A little while ago, we were in All Souls Procession together, and when we recorded an episode about that, you said that that being in the All Souls Procession really was the first time you felt like you could be here, you could make a home in America. How are you feeling about your future in America now?
I'm feeling that I am in good place, that I could achieve my dreams. Instead like being in Jordan and Syria, because in Syria there is no big chance to get what you want, like your dreams and your future, because like we know like Syrian and in Syria and in Jordan the girls they get married after graduate high school or sometimes not. I was worried about this point, like maybe I was worried, oh maybe sometimes like maybe will time come and I will marry and don't achieve my dreams. So I was worried about that. But I think America is a really good place to do your dreams and then think about to be mother or wife or something like that. So it's a good place to keep your what you have before and get something new. And this is what I want. I want to keep my Arabian things and my cultural, my religion, and get something new, which is education and living open life.
In closing, I just want to say that it's always complicated for me because I know that you and your family came to America because things were bad back home. And so you lost a lot in coming here. I know that. And I also know how much I have gained in my life because you have come here and how much you and your sister and your parents have brought to my life and how much you've changed my life in the last 2 years. And I'm really grateful to you for that. So thank you.
Well, thank you. Thanks for you. من هنا أبني مستقبلي في أمريكا.
From here, we are building our America.